This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are real pleased to be joined by William Federer from AnAmericanMinute.com. And to learn some history, and American history, and the connection. You know, we get this watered-down version or whatever, dissemination separated from our history. We don't even know the glorious conquests that our Declaration of Independence is on the world history stage. And I so appreciate, William, you being here today to celebrate President's Day and to kind of discuss these things, certainly with a gun control, quote-unquote, whatever that means, debate. A couple of quick questions, and then I want you to continue. It's Mao Zedong, of course, who said that political power is wielded at the point of a gun. So my question is, if we don't have guns, then who holds the power? And then two, Japan, we've talked about this earlier before you came on. Japan would not invade after Pearl Harbor because of Yamamoto basically telling them, no, there'll be a gun behind every blade of grass and it will never work. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Right. The Japanese general had gone to school in America. And when the planning of the Pearl Harbor attack had took place, there was the thought that they could go ahead and attack California because Japanese had been taking over lots. They invaded China and they killed 100,000 in Nanking, China. So they were pretty aggressive. And when the general reminded the rest of the Japanese organizers that in America the entire populace was armed, the decision was quickly made not to invade. So that's really the big deal. So all the other rights and freedoms, imagine a movie. There's a bank robber holding people hostage. And the policeman comes and he's on the telephone and he's talking to the bank robber and they get this, the policeman has gone through special classes or whatever. There's an expert at talking to the, negotiating with this hostage holding bank robber. The negotiator will tell that person anything they want to hear. The goal is to get them to put down their gun. Once the gun's down, all bets are off. Forget what we said. And so there's this big movement that said we want to disarm the American populace. We got all these different reasons why. But once the populace is disarmed, forget, all the bets are off. Whatever they told you is over. And America is the last defender of freedom in the world. I mean, Australia is nice, but I mean, Los Angeles has a bigger population than the whole nation of Australia. The other, I talked to a guy named Trevor Loudon from New Zealand, and he said, you know, if America goes, the whole rest of the world, you're going to have Russia and China and the Muslims of the Middle East. I mean, who's going to defend freedom in the world? There won't be anything. America is it. It's the big force. And so what happens here, we've sort of isolated ourselves and abandoned our role as a force for good in the world to a large extent, especially under the previous administration, especially when I read about the even John Kerry had to admit under Obama there was a genocide going on of Christians in the Middle East and a tragedy. So America is not just ignored what's going on. We were actually caught giving guns to the killers. Anyway, that's a whole other talk. But America still is the main force standing up for freedom. Now, when I say freedom, I'm talking a bottom-up form of government, which is opposite to a dictator top-down form of government. And so that is where the founders got the idea. In my book, Who is the King in America?, I go through colonial New England and how the Puritans settled it. Puritans were persecuted in England. They were trying to purify the Anglican Church. Henry VIII, remember him? He had six wives, and he thought that by translating the Bible into English, it would solidify a break with Rome, and not realizing that people would actually read this English Bible, and then they would want to hold him accountable to what's in it, and he didn't like that. And so he passed an act of uniformity, and then the Puritans were wanting to purify the church, and they were persecuted. They fled. And they settled, called the Great Migration, which went on 1630 to 1640, and about 20,000 of them settled Massachusetts. Now, once they got to Massachusetts, they said, gee, now that we're here, we sort of are the government. Maybe it's not such a bad thing that the government tell the church how to have church. They began to have acts of uniformity, and that's when you had pastors fleeing. Roger Williams, pastor, founds Providence, Rhode Island. Thomas Hooker, pastor, founds Hartford, Connecticut. And so you read these pastors, and they basically came up with this idea of a congregational form of church government, not a hierarchical Anglican model, bishops and so forth, but a congregation. Everybody in the congregation voted on church stuff, and they just applied that to their community. And they said everybody in the community votes on stuff. And so this congregational form of church government became our U.S. form of government. And this is like a century before the Age of Enlightenment. And there's even a plaque in Hartford, Connecticut. And it says, Thomas Hooker's congregation had the form of government that became the model for our U.S. Constitution. So, again, this idea of our founders looking to ancient Israel, looking to the bottom-up form of government. And so in Massachusetts, in New England, you had the Minutemen. And every single person was armed, and they were ready at a moment's notice. And, of course, we all know the Longfellow poem, "'Twas the, you know, Paul Revere's ride." You know, the lantern, the belfry loft, one if by land, two if by sea. And so Paul Revere rode to Lexington and Concord, warned them that the British were coming. The British marched in, and it was a church. The pastor, Jonas Clark, gets his church members to stand on the Lexington Green. I've been there. It's just like a really flat, you know, square green with, you know, homes and churches all around it now, but they preserved it. And the British lined up on one side and told these parishioners to disperse. And they didn't. And the story is that somebody fired, and they assume it's the British, and it turns into this exchange of gunfire. And that's the first bloodshed of the Revolutionary War. And so then the British begin to chase the Americans, and they get to the Concord Bridge. Little narrow bridge, you know, maybe 6 feet across. But this time, the Continental, you know, the Minutemen wouldn't back up. And then over every hill and dale and behind every tree, there's more Minutemen. And they begin to fire. And these British are like used to fighting in a field with the enemy right in front of them. And they're getting shot from right, from left. And they start running. And they start dropping their weapons. They're running all the way back to Boston. I mean, and by this time, like, every time they turn a corner in the valley, there's some more farmers behind some logs, and they're firing. And this was the shot that was heard around the world. So America has a tradition that every citizen is armed or should be armed, and we're enforcing a bottom-up form of government, not a top-down form of government. Now, that's the history. Now, there are those that want to take and flip it. And one notable one is a guy named Machiavelli. He lived 500 years ago in Italy. And Italy was not Italy. It was a bunch of city-states. Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena. And they all had armies and navies and fought. So Machiavelli, again, 500 years ago, thought, you know what? If one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop this infighting between all these different city-states. And so he writes a book called The Prince, where he advocates the ends justifies the means. The end, one prince controlling all of Italy, is such a good end that any means necessary to get there is justified. Lie, cheat, steal. So, if a prince conquers a city, the people would hate him. But if the prince pays some criminals, some agitators to go in and create crisis and unrest and, you know, start setting fire to barns and killing cows, the people will cry out for help. The prince will come in and kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody would know the better for it. And they'd all praise the prince as a hero. So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go around the back of the house and set it on fire, and then you go around the front of the house and sell them a fire extinguisher. And they'll pay anything for it, and thank you for being there. It's called Machiavellianism, where you create or capitalize on crisis to consolidate control. That inspired somebody named Hegel. In the 1800s, Germany was not Germany. It was a bunch of provinces, Saxony, Bavaria, Prussia, and they all fought. And so Hegel thought, you know, if one prince could control all these German provinces, that'll stop the infighting. And so he comes up with something called Hegelian dialectic. And it's a triangle. One corner is a thesis. The opposite corner is an antithesis, antithesis. And the top corner is a synthesis. It sounds complicated, but it's not. You start off at the first corner, then you create the opposite. You create a crisis. You, create unrest. And when the crisis gets so bad, everybody's willing to surrender their freedoms to some dictator that promises to fix it. And when the dust settles, they just transfer back to a king. And so this influenced a German guy named Karl Marx. And he said, okay, how do you create an antithesis? Well, you need to send in agitators, agent provocateurs, provoking agents. You need to send in community organizers, labor organizers. Their job is to find people with grievances and stir them up and until rioting breaks forth. And now, even Napoleon said, religion is what keeps the poor from murdering the rich. So if you have a Christian populace and they've been wrong, they'll just forgive. But if you get rid of Christianity, then all you got is raw human passion. And you say, look, you've been wrong. Follow me. We'll get your recompense, right? And so they would go into countries and stir up grievances until there was rioting. And then in the confusion, a dictator would take over. And 45 countries fought the communism this way. Lenin, Stalin. Well, this influenced somebody named Saul Alinsky. And he was in Chicago. And he rode around with Al Capone's hitmen, Frank Nitti. And so all you had to do was kill a few people, smash a few windows, and the whole neighborhood would freak out and quickly collapse and pay the mob extortion protection money. And so Saul Alinsky applied this to politics. Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis at Wellesley College on Saul Alinsky. And President Obama was a Saul Alinsky community organizer. So this is the left's tactic. Is you want to send in community organizers to find people with grievances. You stir them up until there's right. Now, Saul Alinsky in his book was pretty brilliant. He said no group can sustain a high level of emotional energy. So you got to keep changing up the issues. So it's the same people that are behind it, but they just keep switching. So we've seen it go from Black Lives Matter to Hands Up, Don't Shoot, to the Confederate
flag. We'll be right back after this break.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car. On smartphones, over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you want to change anything in society or change an idea, whatever, the best way is not to fight against it, but to find a replacement and then give that energy. Deconstruction. That's what we've seen in our society, a deconstruction. William's talking about the history of communist tactics of how they've taken over things and used guns. This is such a flashpoint. Mom, apple pie, guns, they are all about as American as each other. This is America, what we're talking about. William Federer, last segment with you. Just continue on, whatever, however you want to close, my friend.
So I was loading software on a brand new computer, and then I went to church, and they were having a baby dedication, and the pastor was telling the parents to raise the child in God's word. I thought to myself, he's telling them to load God's software on that cute little blank hard drive. And, you know, the baby's faith is, but it's just blank, and it's the parent's job, it's the lesson by lesson, right? And so if you think of it, we're spirit, mind, and body, so your mind is like a super fancy computer. It's more than that, but it's, in a sense, least like that. So, and then your body's like the computer case, which makes it silly for people to argue over what color the computer case is. Reds are better than greens, they're better than yellows. It's like, hello, it really doesn't matter what color the computer case is. It's what software is running on your hard drive. And so the battle is who gets to program the minds of the next generation. And while the, you know, people with traditional values have been sitting back, the schools have been co-opted. And they're programming kids with things where there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no God that you're accountable to. Any behavior is acceptable, you know. And now it's the transgenderism. You can be a boy, you can be a girl. I mean, and so it's really sowing seeds of confusion. Now you look at trends. I read a lot of history so you can see trends. Europe has gone from a Judeo-Christian path, right? Catholic cathedrals, Protestant Reformation, Jewish neighborhoods. And then Europe went into a secular neutral with the French Revolution. Robespierre, Napoleon spreading all this French seculars around, says anything goes, it's free sex, gay, LGBT. And now Europe is entering an Islamic future with Muhammad being the number one name for newborns. in London, Milan, Brussels, Germany. And so we see that, in a sense, the gay secular agenda is a transition phase from the Judeo-Christian past to the Muslim totalitarian communist type future. And I use those two together because communists are not afraid to die, but they're not in a hurry to die. Muslims are in a hurry to die. I mean, the fundamental one, because they believe they're going to get a harem full of women. But both of them are totalitarian. They don't want to just control you economically. They want to control your thoughts, your beliefs, your diet, your marriage, your everything. And so, so you see, Western civilization goes from like a car, drive, neutral, reverse. It's gone from Judeo-Christian to secular, gay, to Islamic. And, but now today we're talking about the transition phase. And so the concept of deconstruction, it's a sales technique. If I was a toothpaste salesman, the first thing I would do is say negative things about the toothpaste you are currently using. You're still using that old stuff? Don't you know it'll eat the enamel off your teeth? Ooh, you're repulsed by it. Now I got you into a neutral. You're sort of open-minded. What are all the belief systems out there nowadays? Or the toothpaste, rather. I'm getting ahead of myself. And then I can give you my pitch for this tartar-controlled breath freshener stuff. And so they go into the classrooms or they produce these documentaries on TV, and they portray America's founders in a negative light. Oh, they owned slaves, and they took land from Indians, and they were chauvinists. And, ooh, the students are repulsed by them. Now you got the kids into a neutral. They're open-minded. What are all the belief systems out there nowadays? And then you can give them your pitch for socialism, for LGBT, or Islam. And so we see this trend going on in the schools. And so, again, rather than focusing on the hardware problem of guns, let's focus on the software program of what these kids are being taught. And I mentioned my own personal example growing up in a high school where they had a shooting range in the basement. And there's never been a gun violence because the kids are taught responsibility, morals, don't, you know, Ten Commandments, you don't kill. Well, today, we've removed the internal restraints and we're having to replace them with more external restraints. I give an illustration when I talk of a parent giving the teenager the car keys and telling them, you can drive around and come home whenever you want because I know you're going to do what's right because you have internal morals. But if you don't follow these internal morals and you hang around the wrong people and do drugs and drink and drive and party, you're going to be pulled over by the police and you're going to be controlled behind bars. So, teenager, you are going to be controlled either voluntarily from the inside or forcefully from the outside.
And so we'll come to the end of our time.
We're going to have guns taken away and we'll be behind bars socially.
That's really what it comes down to. Thank you again, An American Minute, Faith and History, William Federer. Thank you, thank you. God bless you, William.
Thank you. And AmericanMinute.com is the website.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dear God, he was fantastic. I mean, how he broke down the history, Machiavelli, Hegelian dialectic, the communist tactics, deconstruction, the software and the hardware, those analogies that he used. I mean, please, if this offends you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, go listen to somebody else. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You can maybe not be in a position to do anything about it, but you can certainly get it right in your mind. Isn't it time to understand and realize that the money and the resources that have been raped from the American people and used towards public education, quote unquote, is undermining the very heart of what this country is? That our children are going to public school being force-fed in a nice, neat package, bad software that is destroying them morally, them individually, our families, and as a whole, our heritage, our country, and our law. Isn't it time that that is just accepted? It's obvious. How can you dispute it? How can you dispute it? Our rights come from a creator, not man, and man cannot take them. That is not a religious opinion. That is a legal opinion in the United States of America. And science is making it very clear that Darwinism is a false scientific religion that has usurped the divinity in each one of us and left us open for tyranny, for destruction, for immorality. How much clearer can I say it? If you call yourself a Christian, if you call yourself a moral person, if you call yourself an upright, an American, when will it be time to reject out of hand the purveyors of this ideological porn, which is destroying the soul of the American experiment? When? 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 You should be on your knees shaking when you see corporate media call for the repeal of the Second Amendment. Like I told you, we've talked about this. I don't want to sit here and be I told you so kind of person. I could see this. There's few things in my life that I am just absolutely certain about and know. When it comes to this, I know this. Why? I don't know. I do. I know it. I see it. I feel it. I understand this dynamic and what we are facing. And when you have fringe people like, you know, Rudy Martinez, that idiot out of Texas State University, calling for the repeal of these things, the white DNA is abomination, that's one thing. But I showed you that it was we've discussed that it is a signpost. It is a marker. For it's like an invading army, you know, if you're sitting on the coast and it's like an invading army, all the boats are getting to the coast. It's a marker that they're here. Oh, well, they're, you know, 3 leagues away or whatever. It's a marker. Now, corporate media is so desperate. I think it's more than desperation, though. I think they're so confident and they realize the position that they're in, that these communist tactics that William Federer has explained, the Machiavellian, the natural selection, the ends justify the means. See, that's why Darwinism is a destroyer. You have to confront. No longer can you sit idly by in your own box and think this is going to. It's not. This is war. And the convictions that you hold and that you push forward now to the people that you love are more valuable than anything you can do. We can win, will win. Liberty will always win. Will you be a part of that victory? Will your family be a part of that victory? That's the question. Liberty will erase this away at some point, no matter what happens. The universe will erase it away because the universe resonates to freedom, yet resonates to liberty. Science. You know, if I sit here and I just say, God gave us our rights and man can't take them away. If I said that, well, I do say it. I say it all the time. But science is proving me that that's true, much more than the opposite. Science has much more evidence that that is true, that Genesis is true, than this idea of natural selection, that we evolved, that we're evolving up from a simple cell organism and that everything came from it, the missing link, and that that's all we are, and that we're a herd and natural selection and the ends justify the means to a greater future, and that's where we're all going. That's a lie. Science is telling us it's a lie. Science is telling us it's a lie. At the same time, we have the local biology teachers teaching these crackpot theories, which only marginally have any truth to them. Marginally. The idea of natural selection within a species, we can see breeding within dogs, we can see, you know, beaks within the Galapagos finches or what have you. You can see DNA changing that way. But on a grand scale of the very hardware of who you are, does not change. And speech and imagination, the divinity of man, comes from something outside this realm and this physical world that we see. When will the preachers rise up like Jonas Clark in 1775? Did you know that? Jonas Clark, he's the one who, he had the guns, he had the muskets in the back of the church. Where did they go when the British came and conquered? You know where they went? They went to the church. The churches fomented revolution. It wasn't that all of them were that way, because there were many that were loyal to Britain. But you see the power of an idea. And no army, even the greatest army in the world, couldn't stop it. It is time right now, and I'm calling. And we're not even, the news, you can look on the website, thepowerhour.com. You can look at the news. We may go over a little bit. I am calling for every one of you to raise your voice, to be convicted about an issue. All these issues, vaccines. We talked about vaccines with Sherry on the end of last week. Vaccines. We made a vaccine information sheet that you can just hand out. Hey, what do you think of this? You're going to have to give out like 100 of them before you can find somebody that you replicate yourself. You have to replicate yourself. On the website, thepowerhour.com, we've gotten calls. Some people are looking at thepowermall.com, which all our products are on. No, that vaccine sheet is on thepowerhour.com. The main banner that scrolls, it says vaccine information sheet. You can download it and print it out. It's in color, nice. You can, you know, print it back in white. You know, if you want to print out some in color, it's really nice. It's dramatic. It's nice. You know, presentation does make a difference. The future of our nation will be told right now by the patriots of this country and the religious leaders of this country, religious people of this country, just like it was in 1775, 76, 80s, whatever. Because the conviction to overcome this onslaught, this happens all the time throughout history. The conviction is going to have to come from a place outside of tradition, you know, a traditional school or what have you. You're going to have to, I mean, no, down deep. You're going to have everything screwed on tight here. And if you feel like you're being preached at, then go listen to something else. What I'm telling you is I'm attempting to fortify you for the war and the absolute typhoon and tsunami that is right at your doorstep. Everything we've discussed politically, everything that they have thrown at us is all to take the Bill of Rights away, to erase the Declaration of Independence, to make you a slave, to take your crown and your dominion of who is in your DNA, of what you are, and turn you into an elk, a cow, an animal, to be herded, to be controlled, to be culled at will, where the ends justify the means, that this state can consolidate the power given to you by divinity. God Almighty, if we release this, if we relinquish this. We got a little bit of time. If you'd like to call, 866-592-9933, 866-592-9933. The good news is the future is up for grabs. The future is up for grabs, ladies and gentlemen. And all it takes is for a certain percentage, I mean, small percentage. You don't need the majority. They don't matter, like I've told you over and over. They don't matter. They never do anything. They go whichever way the wind blows, you know, the TV works, and they can buy beer at the grocery store. That's, you know, I'm overstating a little bit. They don't matter, this. But the minority, the power hour people, the religious people, the people who have this fire in their heart, those who can see history and see what's going on. See, you have to have something well up inside you to where you take action. The best action, we're going to create another sheet on guns also. So you're going to have a vaccine sheet you can give and guns. These are two just vitally important. You got to shout. You got to scream bloody murder right now. You got to raise your voice. And if one of your, I don't care if it's your best friend, you think of a nice way to say it. If they say, well, we got to do something, you tell them to stick it where the sun don't shine. And here's the three reasons why. And you're an ignorant fool. Just shut up about it. Okay? Because this is America. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silly me, silly rabbit, tricks for kids. Silly me, I gave the number out wrong. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We have one segment if you have anything on your mind. Kyle, let me know if anybody calls. You got to call right now, you'll get in, and I'll get you in. 866-582-9933. Apologize for that. There's a story, Good Morning America, ABC News, NBC News, they're all aligning on this story. This is the big story in the world. The collapse of the Constitution, the collapse of the Bill of Rights is anarchy throughout the world. It's the light, it's the gift, it's the inheritance, it's your life is not worth anything close to as much as that piece of paper and the enforcement of it, called the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Your children's life is nothing in comparison. Nothing. There is nothing more important other than the knowledge of the Messiah. Nothing. Nothing is more important. And we have corporate media openly calling for the repeal of this document. to destroy your inheritance. Now they're saying the students had the momentum. They're now rallying. They're now going to be active. They've called for aggression versus Republican lawmakers supported by the NRA. Many celebrities have done the same, calling this out. They feel they have the door right now. They feel the wind is at their back right now. President Trump, is he going to be forced into a situation? Is he for this all the way? I don't know. But your voice is going to stop it. You need to scream bloody murder right now and to be immovable. All of the traitorous apparatus, all of it. All of it, ladies and gentlemen. You have Mitt Romney talking about this now. Even people on the Republican / conservative side, which they're sellouts anyway. I mean, let's just say it like it is. They are all getting aligned behind this push right now. All of them. The only thing that will stop it is your belief in the endowment that your creator gave you. And in that paradigm and in that context. If your preacher is not teaching who you are, I think they should mention the Bill of Rights. I think they should mention the Declaration of Independence. If they're not teaching you these things, then what good are they? What good will they be when everything is wiped out? And, you know, you think there's a Bible in communist China? You think you can read your Bible in communist China in peace? You think you can sit on your porch with your Bible and talk about what God means to you in communist China while your neighbors walk by? You think you can? So what's more important? The Bible itself or the document and the belief that protects it? They're both kind of a symbiotic relationship, isn't it? Couple more news. Venezuela is about to, pretty interesting, they're about to launch their cryptocurrency, a petro cryptocurrency, because their dollars are terrible. So they're going to launch a cryptocurrency that is named the MENE, M-E-N-E, and it's going to be backed by the oil. Pretty interesting. Another article about benefits of Himalayan salt. So now you've been hearing, regarding the wonderful Himalayan salt crystal for the last few years, and now you're curious, is it really better than sea salt? Well, it's packed with some pretty wonderful advantages, making it a wonderful alternative. My self-reliance, there's an article there you can check on the website, thepowerhour.com. The lunatic from Natural News, lunatic climate change scientists now pushing, quote, outlandish and scary geoengineering schemes to cool the planet. Now they're telling you what you're going to do, what they've been doing, the chemtrails, what have you. Andrew McCabe altered Peter Strzok's notes on General Flynn's interview. That's the big story that's come out from Gateway Pundit. You know, Michael Flynn, they said he lied. Andrew McCabe now destroyed that evidence and changed it. You talk about trouble. You thought he was in trouble before. You want to know why he hung up on Trump when he was confronted and why he's resigned? Yeah. Yeah. The Florida suspect who supposedly shot those people. And we've had witnesses come out and say there were definitely more than one shooter. He said he heard voices telling him to carry out the massacre. I mean, was this all a mind control thing? We've had guests come on talk about the ability to put thoughts in people's heads that the government already has, or certain elements within the government, deep state and things. Trump open to improving background checks? Well, I'm open to improving it too. I mean, how did the last military guy, he was supposed to be on the list already, and he wasn't. I mean, I'm open to it that way. But as far as infringing on our rights, you got to be kidding me. And now we're going to get, so we're going to have to get a psychological exam before we get a gun. I mean, where's this going to go? You cannot let these people win, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot listen to their crap that they're going to put, their propaganda. You cannot entertain this at all. Only everything's on the line. Everything. They take the guns, what do you think's happening next? What in the world do you think's going to happen next? Ohio Sheriff offers free concealed carry classes to teachers. A lot of people, Utah Gun Exchange out of Utah, they are doing similar things to anybody involved with schools, even students, you know, free classes so they can learn. the New York Times columnist back in October. Remember him, Brent Stevens? He's the one who argued about the Second Amendment should be repealed. Well, now corporate media in the form of MSNBC on TV, they're openly calling for this. I think we're hiding back in the 18th century by holding on to this. What you are holding on by your guns is your sovereignty, your dominion, your power, your inheritance. That's all. I don't need Chuck Todd and his stupid little mustache to tell me different. These are enemies, ladies and gentlemen. These are more so enemies than any country we have in the world. Our biggest enemy are people like that. Mitt Romney. You want to see what a traitor, what a sellout looks like? You want to see what a freaking deceptive little traitor, conspirator looks like? You want to know what that looks like? Go look at Mitt Romney, that piece of filth. Now he's going to run for Senate. You know, he's calling for, well, something needs to be done. We need common sense gun control. Common sense gun control. You better well up whatever little, you know, force, little fire you got within you. You better summon it now before God. It should scare you to death that corporate media is now openly, unabashedly, unashamedly calling for this. And if your husband, your wife, your friend, your neighbor, your best friend, well, I don't care who it is, you have to stop this tide and this meme that's been going on in our heads right now. God bless you. I care about you. I care about this country. And it's up to you. And we're going to win. We're going to get a sheet for the gun control. We have the vaccine sheet. Give these out. Be active. Be aggressive. Be, you know, that's why we give you these sheets. You don't have to argue with somebody. Just say, here, look at this. You know, give out 500 of them, and then one or two or three are going to turn into you. We need to multiply this now. We need to squash this now, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Have a great day. And God bless the United States of America.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.